I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Vermont's two senators were among the dissenting votes today when the U.S. Senate confirmed Gina Haspel to head the Central Intelligence Agency. In a statement just before the vote, Senator Patrick Leahy said he's reviewed classified documents on Haspel's CIA career and finds them, quote, deeply disturbing. Haspel was a controversial nominee because of her role in brutal interrogations of terrorist suspects in the wake of the September 11th attacks. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders also voted against Haspel's nomination. A handful of Democrats voted in favor, including New Hampshire Senator Jeanne Shaheen. And Senator Bernie Sanders says he'll formally announce his reelection plans next week and says he has more to accomplish as a U.S. senator. Campaign volunteers are collecting signatures to put him on the ballot in November as an independent.
I think we'll have something to say early next week, maybe Monday. And what I'll have to say, I don't think will be a great surprise to anybody in the state of Vermont. I am very proud to have represented Vermont for two terms in the U.S. Senate. I think we've accomplished a lot. Obviously, there's a lot more that has to be done.
So far, no Republican candidates have announced intentions to seek Sanders' Senate seat. However, several independent candidates will be running. Anti-death penalty activists say they've delivered over 56,000 petition signatures to New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, urging him to sign a bill repealing the state's capital punishment law. Sununu has vowed to veto the bill, which has passed both the House and Senate. It's unclear whether lawmakers have the votes to override a possible veto. The State Board of Education has given Governor Phil Scott three candidates to consider for the next Secretary of Education. After Rebecca Holcomb abruptly resigned last month, the board held an expedited search process. Over the past few weeks, a search committee held seven interviews. At the State Board of Education meeting this week, the full board approved the three candidates that Governor Scott will now consider. State Board Chairwoman Krista Huling says each candidate has, quote, expertise in education management and policy and demonstrated leadership and management abilities, unquote. A coalition of interest groups that back progressive causes are trying to prevail upon Governor Scott to sign a number of bills into law. Outside the State House this morning, Lauren Hurl with Conservation of Voters of Vermont called on Scott to sign bills dealing with a $15 minimum wage, paid family leave, and net neutrality.
We know that when it comes to picking sides, the governor has a choice. He can side with Vermonters or he can side with big corporations.
Democratic lawmakers fear Scott will veto a dozen or more bills passed by the legislature this year. Scott says his decision on those bills will be driven by their impact on the social and economic well-being of Vermont citizens. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he'll formally announce his reelection plans next week. Campaign volunteers are in the process of collecting signatures to put him on the ballot in November as an independent candidate. No Republican candidates have announced their intention to run for Sanders' Senate seat. Several independent candidates will be running. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, mainly clear north, partly cloudy south, lows from the mid-30s to the low 40s, with some patchy frost possible north. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.